Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yeah, it pays to have good credit.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
Do you think it pays to have good credit?
Welcome to the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, where we talk about credit scores, business, finances, and take calls to answer all questions related to those topics. To call in, call 225-243-9700 and press option 1 to join in. All right, let's talk about this insane cost of living going on in 2024, okay? So we all know inflation has been horrible over the years, ever since COVID-19 happened like 4 years ago. So here in 2024, people are facing issues, or really financial issues, more than just grocery shopping and utilities and things like that. If you are in the market for buying a new home or shopping for a new home, these home prices are insane. Not only that, if you're just the average consumer that's out there, you're not a Elon Musk who can just write a, you know, check for $1 million any second of the day that he wants to, then you will need credit to finance your next home. You know, you have to get a mortgage. So these mortgage rates are just even more insane. They're like 7 to 8% APR right now, which is just almost unrealistic opposed to just 4 or 5 years ago when they were 2%, 3%. You know, things were just a whole lot more comfortable years ago. You know, you used to be able to get a $300,000 house and, you know, that home would be, you know, just about comfortable to last you, you know, be your forever home. Now, you know, a $300,000 home is barely above a starter home these days. It's insane. You know, homes that used to cost $180,000 back in 2020 are now, you know, 250, 260, 280, 290. It's just insane. And the question is, should you wait until the home prices come back down or the interest rates come back down? Here's the thing. I don't think they are. That's the only bad thing. I believe that we are living in an area where our parents or our grandparents used to complain about vehicle prices or home prices back in the day. You know, you may hear some of our parents, you know, give us these stories. Oh, I bought my first home for $75,000. And now those first homes are worth $200,000. So I believe we are living in that same exact area or era that they lived in today's world. You know, I used to be able to say, oh, I bought my first home for $170,000. Now it's worth $100,000 more, you know. So as far as home prices, those are not coming down. So a lot of people aren't really focusing on the price of homes. It's more of these horrible interest rates, which means you're paying double of what you would if the rates were so-called normal at 2 to 3%, which before they were 2 to 3%, I should have sworn they were like, what, 5%, 6%, somewhere in that range. Correct me if I'm wrong, if any of y'all watching or listening this is a realtor or loan officer, or if any of y'all have bought a home in, you know, between 2005 and 2015, you know, correct me if I'm wrong. But these interest rates, I don't think they're going to go down anytime soon. I believe that 2 to 3% interest market was just a temporary promotional thing. You know, a lot was going on back then when things were normal. You know, the economy was better before COVID-19 hit and things just got horrible with America. Unless things get back affordable like they used to be. I mean, look at, I'm sure these interest rates are just fed off everything else that's going on in the country right now. So when it comes to waiting or buying now, I would buy now, because here's the thing, the home prices are definitely not going down. Those are going to keep going up in value because, you know, they appreciate, they're appreciating value. Or item or asset, really. These interest rates, let's just say if they go down, you always have the option to refinance. You know, so if you get stuck with a 7% interest rate today, paying $3,000 a month on your mortgage, 2 years later, okay, maybe not two, but 5 years later, okay, you've paid down a lot of debt. Okay, so your principal and your balance is lower. And then if the rates go from 2% back to 3%, that's like 4% that you save. Plus, you know, you're going to be financing less. So really, you're going to cut your monthly mortgage payment in half by that point. So my educated opinion would say, do not wait until a home price drops or an interest rate drop, because it's not anytime soon. Buy the house. The house isn't dropping. Home values are going to steady go up. However, interest rates can change every single year. How? Not only that, they can also change every single month. So if they do change, you do have the option to refinance, but you can't go back in time and buy a home for what it used to cost years ago. If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled S-T-I-R-G-U-S, creditrepair.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.